Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Blomberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins takes first base on ball four. Buford moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blomberg juggles the ball. That's an error on Blomberg. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Coggins moves to third. 2 outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowley hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-1 in the game. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive towards short. Michael reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer strikes out. One out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Blomberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Palmer strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coggins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowley hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0-for-1 in the game. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-2 in the game. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Palmer hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Blomberg hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-2 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Gene Michael. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Kenney now playing shortstop. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Blomberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blomberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Tepetino pinch hits for Mel Stottlemyre. Frank Tepetino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tepetino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grant Jackson now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kenny fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blomberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Munson and he is safe. Blair steals second. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 3 in the game. Oates strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Ron Blomberg. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis pinch hits for Johnny Callison. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes pinch hits for Bernie Allen. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.